Okay, we're gonna call the meeting to order and get going. So if you have not been to a board meeting before, we'll read the instructions, but I'll call the meeting to order and let's start with a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Two.
All right. All right. So we have a quorum. Normally would be a roll call, but at this time, I do want to put into the record that one of our colleagues, the vice chair, Dr. Juana Lea Jordan, passed away on May 27th. Dr. Juana I've worked with her for the past two and a half years. She's a very quiet woman, but she absorbs the material and it was a pleasure to work with her. So if you wouldn't mind, if we could just take a minute of silence for the moment, we certainly would appreciate it. All right, thank you very much. All right. So if you have or have not been to a board meeting before, I just want to read some of the notes on the agenda. As if the item of the items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to any agenda at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission. Please turn off or mute all cell phones or electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside. I'll just go over this. We have a time for a public comment at this time. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item during this public comment period. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual hearing item at the time they're present. If you wish, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to there's no podium here, but just stand in the middle here and just to speak to the board. And please state your name and your address and spell the last name for the record. This meeting is being recorded, so we would like to keep the discussion between the board members and the audience. And if we need to redirect or direct to the presenter, we'll do that as a result of that. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or by the board by a majority vote. All right, so let me get my thoughts together. Where am I?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, can we just announce that Mike Shannon is excused tonight? We have Jason from Commissioner Jones' office.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
So Mike Shannon, our usual county liaison, is not here tonight, dealing with other issues. And tonight in his place we have Jason, pronounce the last name?
Dagger.
I was going to say Dagger, but Dagger. All right, let's see. All right, let's address the approval of the minutes for April 29, 2025. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Okay, there's a motion. Without further discussion, all those in favor accepting, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion carries. For May 13th, 2025, Any discussion or motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
All right, motion to approve. Without further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. All right, at this time, the agenda has two items. Both are the same.
Could I speak to, I'd like to speak to the procedure before this agenda begins.
Why don't you wait until we get to the point?
You'll give me an opportunity to speak ahead of them, the presentation.
You already had the public, we haven't had the public comment yet.
Right, well, that's okay. I just want to
speak to the public. Oh, we just passed public comment. Let me back up.
Okay, sorry, because you didn't call for public.
Very, very quickly, I read about it, so let's reverse the order a little bit.
Chair, we can do public comment also if they're here for the item, after the item is presented.
After the item is presented, but...
So if they're here for item one and two, when you open up for public comment, they can give their comment then for 3 minutes also.
My problem is I want to speak to the procedure tonight, this postcard that was sent to me, not the agenda item, but the postcard, because I got the postcard on Saturday, right? It's been one business day, and then I had to be here.
All right. That's not our jurisdiction.
Okay. And it seems to me, as a town board, and I've made this complaint for 12 years, I've made this complaint to the county commission, and the commission has told me they were going to deal with it. And it's been 12 years now, and we still get postcards, and we still get them sometimes after these meetings.
Okay.
And I am concerned. I want to get it on the record.
So let me just, please.
Point of order.
Please. So why don't you just hold off? We acknowledge the comment. I would ask that you speak with Jason offline, because the comment that you bring up is similar and has been consistent. So you're not out of line on the comment. You're consistent with everyone else's comments. Okay, look. I will accommodate you as much as I can.
I just want to get it on the record.
Please,
that's all.
Please. I'll accommodate you as much as I can.
Okay.
So after the presentation, if you want to bring it up for the record, and it's being recorded now, so it's being recorded.
Okay, take it from my time and not this problem.
Please let me finish my comments.
Okay.
I'm trying to extend a courtesy to you.
I understand.
So there's a process. So if you understand the process, please follow it.
Right. You just didn't call for public comment. Sorry.
I'm going to continue this, or I'm going to call a recess, and then we can leave outside the hall, and we can discuss this. This is a meeting in public. It's not a public meeting. It's our meeting in public. Please follow the process for me.
Sure.
I can't conduct the meeting if you continually interrupt. And I know this issue is important to you. As everybody else is here, we want to hear them. So please allow us to proceed. And during the public comment, after the presentation, you can speak. All right?
Excuse me, Chair. Jason can explain to him about the card after the meeting.
Yes.
We discussed that. Thank you.
All right. So, where was I? Oh, the agenda item. So there's two items on the agenda. They're related. So I would propose that we have the presenters present both items and we vote on each item separately. So if that's okay, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
A motion to amend. We have to strike Dr. Jordan as a member now. It's on the agenda, but since she's no longer...
All right, let's take that at a more appropriate time.
No, this isn't right. Appropriate. We're passing the agenda.
All right, just please. All those in favor of the agenda, please say aye.
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 All those opposed. All right. Okay, informational items, Jason?
A few things. Is there anything that you want?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. The Animal Protection Services, that's the new amendment to Title 10 that was passed, led by Commissioner Knapp. There's a mandatory microchipping starting on August 4th for any dog or cat over 4 months of age. The county has numerous opportunities for free microchipping for your animals. So please talk to me afterwards. I'll get you connected to our ABS team. That's all.
Well, thank you. Any questions? Okay. All right, why don't we move forward? again, let me gather my thoughts here. All right, before I read into the record the two items, you're here to present for both items? All right. I understand this is an important issue to you, but I'm asking you to please limit your comments to 3 minutes. We are aware that you may be opposed to the item, and we get that, okay? And gentlemen, if you want to speak, that's fine, but please keep your comments to 3 minutes and address each one of us here, not the presenter, okay? All right, so as I read into the record, you can get ready to go to that. So item one is VS-25-0373 Diamond Mohawk CCA LLC. Vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Mohawk Street and Edmund Street and between Patrick Lane and Saab Avenue, and a portion of the right-of-way being Mohawk Street located between Post Road and Saab Avenue within Spring Valley. DR-25-0372 Diamond Mohawk CCA LLC design review for a proposed vehicle rental and sales facility on 4.06 acres in an industrial park zone within the airport environs, airport environs overlay. Generally located east of Mohawk Street, 300 feet north of Post Road, within Spring Valley. Names for the record.
You want to read number two so you can do both?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was number one.
Yeah, I did.
Sorry.
My name is Taylor Erdman. Kimley Horn here on behalf of the applicant.
My name is Ryan Snicky, Kimley Horn as well, and on behalf of the applicant. So our project here is a proposed trailer truck facility with Mule Island and a commercial building for patrons and investors to rent in the fuel the trucks for use. We are proposing a 5-foot right-of-way vacation along Mohawk Street for the new Clark County standards to allow for landscape setbacks for the sidewalk. Also have the condition of standard waiver conditions for the shared access use for the site to the north of us. The applicant requests that we no longer have the shared access to for the site to the north for the previous NOFA for that site, and they request that to locate from that.
In addition to that, from the previous NOFA that this site was under, we are still meeting the 6-foot tall chain link fence with wire mesh screening that was noted on the previous NOFA as well. So this site matches what the condition was. And we're free to open to answering any questions.
All right. So at this time, I'm going to open it to the public comments. Please don't interact until the speaker has spoken. And then we're going to collect all the questions and comments. And after the public has put in their input, then we'll redirect to you to answer the questions, okay?
Got it.
All right, so is there anybody that would like to speak on the item? So one, two, all right, sir? Three.
Gary Pratt, 6285 South Mohawk. I'm a little disturbed about this statement here. It says, you wish to abandon a portion of Mohawk Street. 5 foot, 10 foot, 100 foot, where's it at on that map, please?
So we'll ask the question. Yeah, so go ahead. Keep going on your points.
That was my question.
Okay, the 100 to 200 feet.
Well, you know, what they say is they wish to abandon portion of Mohawk, which is supposed to be a dedicated county right-of-way.
Okay.
And I don't know if that should bring it up, but what's being proposed just to the project to the south of them is to abandon Post completely and make Mohawk my entrance in and out of there. Now, Mohawk would be my entrance with all the trucks and everything in the neighborhood. Now they want to abandon a portion of Mohawk and stuff without explaining how big the portion is or the location of the portion.
All right, noted. So we'll get to that. Any others?
Nope, that one.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Sir?
Hi. Tom Shelton, 5920 West Patrick. My first public comment is an observation. The numerical imbalance between the number of projects proposed to enhance or protect our rural preservation area versus the number of projects like these. I have three questions. How many vehicles are we talking about? What are the hours of operation where will all these vehicles go?
Okay, when you speak all vehicles that are going to be...
How are they going to leave? Where are they going to go?
So, to address the the number, when you say all vehicles, what vehicles are you speaking about?
The vehicles that they're planning, trucks and whatever it is, right? And I assume it, since it's going to be a fuel island, you'll need, like, fuel trucks, right? Mm-hmm. So these are industrial vehicles. This is a rural preservation area, and this is pressing right up against it.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Everyone that speaks, can you make sure you sign in, since Mike Shannon's not here, and I can make sure he has a sign-in sheet tonight? Thank you.
Okay, any others? Sir?
Yeah, Shane Tobiasen, 6425 West Wind Road. I've got the same comment as Tom. We are an RMP out there. We continue to bring all this industrial traffic into our neighborhood. We're not set up for it. We're not set up for the semis that continue to drive through the neighborhood that we're all assured aren't going to continue every day. I got a church that was just built behind my house that they said TECO wasn't ever going to be an entrance. It was talked about in this room in front of all of you. It's an entrance. Mm-hmm. TECO is lined with cars every Saturday, Sunday. Sunset's lined with cars every Saturday and Sunday. We're going to get the same stuff here. We're going to be promised the world, and we're going to be shit on it. Just like everything that is built around here.
Okay.
All the neighbors are going to be shit on.
Okay.
Just so that these people can make a damn buck.
Okay. Any other speakers?
My turn. Anybody else? My turn. My name is Howard Karsh, K-A-R-S-H. 5620 West Patrick Lane. Number one, the Supreme Court just recently ruled that even immigrants to this country who aren't citizens have a right to due process. This meeting tonight is a terrible, terrible failure on due process. Most of us, if they got this postcard, the postcard came, mine came on Saturday, and then I notified the neighborhood because I control the neighborhood list. I sent out emails to over 100 people. But you gave us one business day's notice to be here, Monday. What kind of due process? These people have been meeting with the county planning department since before March. But I have documentation that was in this package tonight that shows that they said Ryder Trucks was presenting this plan way back in March, and yet we get a postcard that says vehicles. But they knew, they lied. You're presenting a thing tonight for vehicles. The neighborhood didn't get a postcard saying Ryder Truck Rental. The neighborhood got vehicles. So here the neighborhood probably thought cars, they could have thought anything, bicycles, but they were lying. They were hiding from the neighbors that they want to bring in a truck rental. Right? And this is the kind of stuff that pisses me off with Clark County, your screwed up master plan and your screwed up procedures. It is not due process to send me a postcard on Saturday for a meeting on Tuesday night. It is unfair. You should cancel this meeting. You should give us more time. Make them come back in a month and give us a month to prepare. They've had God knows how much time that they've known that they were going to bring this here. We have one day. That is not fair. Part two, you have a staff report, and I have been bitching about this staff report for 12 years. You have a staff report that has no goddamn title on it. You guys call it a staff report. Staff calls it a staff report, but doesn't say staff report on the document, doesn't say Clark County Planning Department. It actually says BCC at the top of it. What does BCC mean? Blind correspondence copy. BCC is supposed to hide the people who went to. Why are you hiding the people that this document was sent to? On top of that, my understanding from talking to staff is these people basically wrote the staff report. I've been told by staff that they have to accept the information given to them by this. This is a $2 billion engineering company with 60 plus staff in Las Vegas. I looked them up. They're a $2 billion business all across this country. They show up here and they try to bamboozle us, right? They hide this whole thing from the neighbors, and then we come in and we're trying to deal with this, and we're screwed because you've got all kinds of new rules, and the staff is presenting us with a report that's basically stilted. They give in information in that report that I know is untrue.
Yeah, wrap up. Your time's
okay.
up. Wrap
well,
up.
I would question, how do they know that cars and trucks are going to leave the staff, are going to leave, go up Mohawk, turn on Patrick, and go to Decatur? How are you going to stop those trucks from coming
sir,
past my house?
Sir,
Howard, your time's up.
Your time's up.
They get all fucking night, but I get 3 minutes?
Yes.
That is due process?
So,
that's fair?
So, let me just a moment.
If you're going to keep on cussing, we don't do that.
All right, so.
It's in the dictionary.
I will have my.
It's a legal word.
All right, why don't we take a recess and let's get the personnel.
I'm sorry, I'm so pissed off with this.
No.
And just to let everybody know, John or Randy, can you explain about, John, I know you've been with the board for a long time. Can you explain about the carbs, or do you want Jason to?
I'll let Jason explain that, but I have to say that I'm not quite sure, Howard, why you're going off on this. You've been doing this for 12 years. You know very well what BCC stands for. That's you're the one not telling the truth here.
I don't know what BCC. I see
yes,
BCC.
Sir,
it's not defined.
Yeah, I'm speaking now.
Okay, all right.
Yes, you do. Board of County Commissioners, as it always has been on this Board of County Commissioners document and documentation.
Well, then why don't they say
you
that?
Know that?
So
no,
let me stop for a minute. Let me stop for a minute.
I'm sorry.
Let me explain the carbs for everyone.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah. Please explain
Jason,
the carbs.
Explain
that's
about
really
the carbs.
An issue in front
and
of
sir,
right. Well, I think
you,
it's
you,
an
sir,
issue
sir,
because
sir,
we
sir,
didn't get proper
sir,
notice of this meeting.
Sir,
yeah.
You had 3 minutes to talk about the project. Instead, you chose 3 minutes to talk about something else.
Well, because you didn't let me speak at the beginning of the meeting.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more time to cooperate. Because if not, I will ask you to leave the meeting. You don't
You're not
seem
listening to me anyhow. So.
Well, you don't seem to be adding anything of substance. So please,
okay,
let Jason speak, please.
Explain the staff report to me. I'd much rather know about the staff report.
So I just want to give you all an idea of why you received it in the first place. These are guaranteed to you by NRS law that you are to receive a card. Is it 2 weeks prior
to the
Board of County Commissioners
or
meeting
planning, or
planning, and this is July 2nd. So everyone received it ample time ahead of time following NRS. So if we want to make any changes, let's say that you feel that you should have received notice not just for BCC but for the town board, this is an NRS issue that you should talk to your state assembly person or state senator about. Form NRS, but we follow. We have as the county, as the board, we all follow NRS.
And just to piggyback on what Jason said, you do not get cards for the no town board meeting.
For town board meetings,
none, absolutely
correct.
No town board meeting.
Correct.
The agendas are posted a week before the meeting. You
correct.
Can go online and see the staff reports and the agenda, but we do not send out cards for Enterprise or Spring Valley town board meetings.
Also, that's NRS. That has to be posted a week prior. And same thing with the Board of County Commissioners meeting, same thing with the Planning and Commission. Yes?
I just have one question. Does the NRS statute prohibit you from doing it?
Prohibit from sending it?
From advance notice? Does it prohibit from doing it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to bring the meeting back.
Yeah.
We're here to discuss an agenda item. I think you've explained the process sufficiently. What I will say is that this board is an advisory board. We're not, our decisions are just that, advisory. The decisions that, and the more important party you should be at is the Planning Commission or the Board of Commissioners. We're here to take and solicit as much input as we can so it can get passed along to the Planning Commission and the Board of Commissioners. Sir.
Hi, I'm Chuck Short. I live at 6015 West Oquendo. Just a few questions. One, under previous proposed changes, we've had neighborhood meetings well in advance of the Spring Valley Town Board. I don't understand why we didn't have one here. We had one recently on a project near the corner of Russell and Jones. We had one involving the church and its expansion. I don't understand why this has not been due notice so that we could vet these issues prior to even being here. So that's my first question.
Yeah, go ahead.
My second question is, there, because of the fuel tanks and the pumping, is there any requirement that they be separated from an RMP, and what is the distance of that requirement? Because it is volatile. If it explodes, it could create damage if there are homes in relative proximity to it. So I'm asking a really a technical question.
Okay. Hang on.
That's it. Thank
all right. You. Any other input from the public? Ma'am.
I'm Phyllis Duran. I live at 5850 Ponderosa Way. My question is, every time I attend one of these, it's never discussed the safety of the neighborhood. You're going to bring, right now, Jones is under construction. Diesel's big dump trucks are flying down Ponderosa. So I'm not convinced that we're considering safety.
All right.
And we all have families.
All right, thank you. Any other input, any other item that has not been mentioned previously before? Okay, with that.
I would give you one other item that has been mentioned.
Let me address the gentleman behind you first.
Okay.
My name is Louis Sauer. I live at 5982 West Aquendo Road. So we already have a fire station, which that's nice. They like to drive down the street and get that. We have the church that has no business, an Ethiopian church in the middle of our neighborhood. There's not an Ethiopian around, except for on Sunday. They're all on that road, and they are literally the worst drivers that have ever existed. And I'm not kidding.
Sir, if you wouldn't mind keeping the comments to the project.
Well, I am.
All right.
If you wouldn't mind letting me finish my point. Fire station, church of the bad drivers. Now we have a bar, and now we're going to have huge rider trucks driven by people that normally drive Hondas in our neighborhood. There is so much open land on all these other roads, Russell, Jones, Decatur. Why are you letting people build businesses in the neighborhood, in the interior of the neighborhood? It just doesn't even make any sense.
Did you sign in?
No.
Okay,
I was late, I will.
Okay, thank you.
So put the businesses on the main roads. I mean, I'm not a city planner, but I have common sense. Put the businesses on the main roads and let the people live on the interior. Then you're in, I mean, this is, I don't know how else, is there anything else that goes into city planning? That's what makes sense to me. So you should do that. That's my input. Thanks.
All right. Great.
I'll sign in.
Thank you.
Any other input? Do you have anything further to add?
Yeah, well, his church point, just, and John is aware of this.
Are you adding? Or
yes, I'm adding something. The church is building, they are in the process of planning. We went to a neighborhood meeting. They are planning to build a huge community center on Lindell, which is going to be near where they want to do this. And that community center is going to have a parking lot for 300 or 400, I can't remember what the number was, around 400 cars. And they're talking about using that community center every day of the week, Monday through Friday. So I just want you to be aware that this is in addition to what we know is coming.
So I'm being urged to get back on track.
Okay, I just want to make that point.
Being urged to get back on track.
The staff report says there's no traffic.
All right, please. All right, so obviously you all have issues with this project, all right? So. Please.
You're not making anyone feel welcome here. I'm not heard. Just so you know, Randy, just so you know, you couldn't be more unpleasant of a moderator of whatever this is. You make us, the citizens, that you invited here to comment, feel like you could really give a shit about what we have to say. Just so you know, Randy, that's how you make all of us feel.
Right.
It doesn't look good for
all
you,
right,
Randy.
So I apologize. I'll take that
as
feedback. And
are you elected?
No.
So if you sign in, I'll have Mike Shannon get up
right
with you. Okay?
So
speaking of being way off point, could we maybe address the questions, or
yes,
do I just need to call the call the vote?
All right. So I want to make sure everyone's input. All right. So I'm going to close the public input. Go back to you. So first, let's talk about the zoning. What is this area zoned as?
This is
industrial park.
Yes.
It's zoned as an industrial park. All right, so it's not a rural overlay or anything, all right? So, now, first and foremost, regarding safety, what was discussed about safety of the neighborhood with the planners?
So, safety wasn't part of the discussion with the planners.
Yes.
We just stuck to, you know, Title 30 and everything. This project actually has no waiver of standards, which they were pretty surprised to see when we were talking with all the planners, based on all the projects that have been going on right now. So this is strictly adhering to code, but the topic of safety did not come up. However, if it helps, this site is going to be gated. So it's going to be gated here with a keypad. So only folks that have access to get back here will be back here. There's the only access that's going to happen where there could be moving traffic is going to be by pedestrian vehicles only.
I can't quite see.
So,
what
sir, you're out of.
I'm
sir,
sorry. Do you want me to rotate it towards you a little bit more?
Yeah, I just can't see it.
Yeah.
You
can come
yeah.
over.
Okay.
Feel free to.
Yeah, why don't you come on up and take a look at it?
Okay.
All right, so there's concern about fuel tanks, mm-hmm. possible explosion. Could you address that issue?
Mm-hmm. So this parcel that's on the south to our site is the residential zoning. And so per Title 30, you have to have 200 feet from the residential to the fuel canopy. And there's a dimension here that shows that we're 237 feet from the residential parcel.
So you're in compliance with
so
Title 30.
With that.
All right. Now, talk
I
about.
I disagree with you.
Talk about, sir, please.
Well, I'm surrounded black, and you went before and got the whole thing changed to business.
Sir,
please.
All right, so now this gentleman had a question about the abandonment of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Could you address that?
Yeah, so to answer your question, the 5 foot, it's a 5 foot wide vacation along Mohawk Street, and it's adjacent to our property only, so not on the other side of the street. And the reason for that is actually per Clark County requirements. So we tried to discuss with Clark County because this site to the north does have attached sidewalk. So we wanted to match this to not have to vacate right away. But per meetings with planners, we were required to detach the sidewalk and therefore vacate the 5 foot right away.
So in context of the abandonment, this is a vacate and abandon.
Right.
So Jacob, if you could explain, or Jason, explain what abandoned is in this particular context, where they're giving up the right of way.
The planner assigned to this is not here.
Okay.
So I would rather have him explain.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to, because you've met with him, please do.
Can you repeat the question for me?
So basically, this gentleman had a question about abandon, right?
Right.
But we're talking in context of vacate and abandon.
Right.
What is that? Mean, what does abandon mean in the context of vacate and abandon?
If I'm understanding the question correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong.
What's
so
vacate and abandon?
Vacate and abandon.
Abandon, yeah.
We're taking away 5 foot of the right-of-way, so the existing half right-of-way at Mohawk is 30 feet wide, and we're vacating it to be 25 feet wide. So the new right-of-way line is going to be at the back of curb. Does that answer the question?
Why?
This will allow for a 5 foot detached sidewalk.
Yeah.
So there'll be curb.
Your feet over the valley with 5 foot
sir,
of the sidewalk.
Sir.
You have it on the other side of the road. Why the hell are you taking that 5 foot away
sir.
And giving it to
all right,
just
you know what?
This.
I'm just going to.
Let's just close this.
It's just. Please. You've had your input. This is not a back and forth.
I didn't get the input until after they explained what they're doing, sir. I apologize, okay,
right.
But I
yeah.
didn't get any input.
All right.
The reason is adhering to Clark County planners' requirements. We're doing what they're asking us to do.
It's a Title 30.
It's a Title 30 requirement. Clark County Title 30 requirement.
Could you also address the need or the lack of need of a neighborhood meeting for this particular project? Did that ever come up by the planners to hold
no,
a neighborhood meeting?
No, every item requires a neighborhood meeting. A neighborhood meeting could be the day before the Spring Valley Town Board meeting. It could be between meetings, it is not always a requirement for a neighborhood meeting.
All right. Now, let's speak to the issue of the use of the property, about the vehicles. The hours, I think, are 6 to 11. And the question about where would all the vehicles related to the property be parked overnight?
Excuse me, is that 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.?
So yes. I have the hours. The hours are 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday, and so 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays.
Okay. 11 at night.
Correct.
All right, talk about where the vehicles will be parked overnight.
So the vehicles would be parked back here behind the gates that would be closed during business hours.
So they wouldn't be on the street?
Correct.
Okay. And then what kind of vehicles are we talking about?
They're not like double axle trucks, but they're single, like a box truck.
All right.
There are also 30-foot, the range is from 40-foot to 30-foot trucks. We have 40-foot stalls here, and there are also a handful of 30-foot stalls on the north side.
All right.
Sir, question. How much do they weigh then?
This is not a Q&A.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just curious.
All right.
What kind
so,
and how much they weigh?
For those that brought up issues, did I cover the issues in the question?
You barely covered safety. And
no, safety
and
has
we,
okay,
and
so
safety,
nobody cares
Randy,
about safety.
With safety, with safety.
Excuse me,
oh,
public comments has been closed, and
yeah,
the next meeting when you go to the BCC,
yeah.
The
right,
commissioners,
right.
You cannot, they will give you 3 minutes.
But to answer the question very quickly.
I was trying to answer it. You talked about safety of the gas tanks,
no,
but
sir,
not safety
of
the
question.
Vehicles.
That was the first
sir,
issue.
So to put the safety issue to bed, they did not discuss it. All right, so that's the answer that we're going to go with for now, okay?
But it's not just safety of the site, it's the safety of the traffic from the trucks.
Understand, the safety was not discussed. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and close this part, and I'm going to bring it back to the board. Any board member have any questions or comments? Carol.
Sideways.
Are the homes located that are being discussed? I mean, are they
on the south?
They are all down in here.
Yep.
And this entire area.
It's the entire neighborhood. It's not just the homes that are around it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
All right.
Could I show you on this now?
We're going to take a recess for a little bit.
Okay.
We're going to close this.
Let's take a recess.
What's the this. Name of this board? What is this?
The
Spring Valley Town Board. Our neighbor never seen it. Our neighbor never seen it. How do these people get here?
You know what? It's kind of worse with this new mix of planning.
They're appointed by the county. Our county.
Dash
appoints like that.
The whole
point. This is a clown. For our area, he was
well, it's Jones and Nav's share of Spring Valley.
When they put through the master plan,
the commissioner that represents gives the recommendations of the whole board and house.
I know. I worked in Saudi County for years. This is just popular. So they went through these things. They gave me information. They said that you can't put a house within 300 feet of a jail tank. My question, my thing, now created a follow-up question. In public, part of this is now closed, so I can't do the follow-up because of the information they said shared.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting back to order.
I don't think that's a rational question.
Privacy conversation.
All right. So, as you can see, there's a struggle with the process, and I understand that. So I'm going to restate what our process is. This is a county process. We're going to address the issues of the project. The side issues that are bringing up are relevant. However, I've asked the planners, or excuse me, the presenters to stay after the meeting to address any questions you may have. So at this point, we're going to move forward with the planning and the design elements and not the other issues that you are bringing up. That can be addressed with them. You can address that with the Planning Commission or the Board of Commissioners when it appears before them.
Are we going to vote on this, Chair, on item one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But first, let me make sure that the board has their input for item one, which is the vacate and abandon.
Right. It doesn't go before the Planning Commission.
Goes
directly to the DCC.
Howard, please.
Okay, well, he said you could bring it up before the Planning Commission.
I said or.
I don't know what's wrong with you, Howard, but you're acting very differently than I've ever seen you act.
Because I'm really pissed at this whole process. These people are just screwing everybody
over. If I may be blunt, you're the one messing it up.
I'm the one messing it up.
Yesterday.
All right, let's stop.
I'll follow a procedure.
Thank you, John.
We try our best.
Let's stop.
Nice seeing you again.
Likewise.
Okay, let's talk about the vacated boundaries. Are we all comfortable with what we need to do to move on to vacate and abandon? All right.
I move to approve item one with staff conditions.
Okay, it's moved. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried.
I didn't vote, sir.
Oh, you don't, no vote?
I vote nay.
All right, so it's 3-1, yeah.
Thank
you. Okay, item two. Any questions or comments from the board?
My only question would be the issue that is raised about the hours. It seems to me that it would be reasonable to have a condition on this to operate during daylight Clark County daylight hours, which if I recall are 6 to 10. So I would add an additional condition of operating hours of 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. for Clark County standard daylight ordinance.
You know that's an hour difference, right, John? Is that?
Sir.
What?
Enough, please.
You're really rude.
Please, enough.
That's my motion.
All right. Okay, any questions, comments about John's motions for item two?
Yes, it's lame.
I have one comment.
Matt?
As before, I think there's just a lot of inaccurate information. This is why I opposed the first item. I think we need more information before anything's finalized.
The first item, we already took a vote on Matthew.
I know, that's why I'm explaining.
Item two.
So,
you gotta keep it.
So, just as item two, I just feel that there's a lot of incomplete information. I think until we get some of the issues that the public has addressed,
so what information do you need regarding the design elements?
They were talking about the safety. I just feel that there's just a lot of incomplete information. The proper staff that could answer to us isn't here. I know that can be answered in another meeting, so that's just my comment.
It's been addressed, just so you know, it's been addressed over several years.
I know.
Right. Did we address the fuel tanker running down?
There's a motion on the table, and we appreciate the input. We're acknowledging it. So all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
No.
There's one no. Motion carries.
Motion passes. Approve the staff conditions, John, the hours 6 a.m. to p.m.?
10 p.m.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
So that concludes these action items. Both these individuals, Kim and Horley, are available for you to ask questions. If you want to take your Q&A outside, that would be greatly appreciated.
You got it. Absolutely.
All right. All right.
What does that give us? You guys are just gonna pass this shit every time.
Yeah. Thanks, Matthew, for having some common sense.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
You all right.
Just like the church that's full of cars going in and out.
All right, we're moving to general business. Is there any general business? No general business. All right. Any comments from the public?
Well, John, that was most
loved. The meeting's still going on.
I seriously have a comment.
Yes.
And it's a thought.
Just wait. Okay, we're still meeting, and someone is having a comment.
Okay, it's a thought.
So, if you have
who do you guys represent? Are you mediators? What exactly? Because sitting back here, I get the impression you're representing them, telling us what we have to accept. Am I right? I'm really asking.
So we can't comment.
Okay, but just will you think about that? Because I don't think a lot of thought went into anything other than what you're getting from the Planning Commission, development, building, nothing else. The church, they're really not kidding, guys. The traffic is insane. Now we have another one. There has to be some consideration. Either have them leave. Like, we actually have the Ethiopian church agreed to go out Lindell to Patrick and out to Decatur or out to Sunset. In other words, don't come back through the neighborhood.
Yeah, so for the record, if you could state your name and address,
I'm
please.
I'm Phyllis Duran, sorry. 5850 Ponderosa Way. Sitting there, it's like, wait a minute, we're the citizens, we're paying the taxes, we're making sure things are done, and I don't understand. Just please think about it.
Thank you for your comments.
Thanks, you.
Okay, our next meeting is June 24. And may I propose that we adjourn in the memory of Dr. Juana Jordan?
At 6:46.
Meeting concluded. All right. So the information you're looking
for. Whoa.